Nolte, Jake Tapper's CNN primetime debut bombs despite Biden interview. By John Nolte on October 14, 2022. CNN moved Jake Tapper to primetime, and his debut flopped. Even though that debut included an exclusive interview with his fraudulency Joe Biden. Even with the president, Tapper landed in far last place. He couldn't even top a million viewers, lol. On that same night and at that same time, the Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity grabbed 2.63 million viewers. Alex Wagner's troubled MSNBC show earned 1.59 million viewers. With only 854,000 tuning in, Tapper barely earned a third of Hannity's viewers and half of Wagner's. A CNN source also told the Post that Tapper's debut registered a 10% increase in the 25 to 54 demo and a 12% boost in total viewers compared to the previous 4 weeks. Yeah, okay, but that's with the president as his guest. Then this happened. On Wednesday, Tapper collapsed to just 737,000 viewers, even losing to his lead-ins, Aaron Burnett and Anderson Cooper, who drew 839,000 and 836,000. Respectively. So there goes that 10%. How is it even possible to interview the President of the United States and lose your time slot? Well, I can answer that. When Jake Tapper interviews a Democrat, most especially a failed Democrat president, in the weeks just before a crucial national election, you can be sure of one thing. Jake Tapper will ensure no news will be made. You see, the only way to make news by interviewing a politician is to prod, provoke, and challenge that politician to say something he didn't want to say. Guys like Jake Tapper are eager to collude with the deep state to damage President Trump with Russian hoaxes. Guys like Tapper are eager to meddle in elections and then lie about it to aid the Democrat Party. But the one thing guys like Tapper will never do is anything but stroke and pet a Democrat president, most especially with a midterm election right around the corner. People get this. So why tune in to watch yet another journalist give yet another Democrat a stroke job? Everyone knew the Tapper-Biden interview would be a waste of time. Nothing was going to happen because corrupt activists like Tapper always ensure nothing happens. Everyone knew the interview would be a joke, a softball rally, and a means for Tapper to try and help Biden and, by extension, the Democrat Party. Oh, and that's exactly what happened. If Tapper wanted ratings or anything close to a sense of self-respect, he'd treat Democrats with the same aggressiveness and skepticism he does Republicans. But Tapper doesn't want ratings or self-respect. What Tapper wants is to make a lot of money and boost his status among his corrupt colleagues. What Tapper wants is to retain his place in the velvet bubble. If you're a Jake Tapper and those are your golden idols, you know not to practice journalism against a Democrat. If you want to know what happens to a reporter who practices journalism against a Democrat, ask NBC's Dasha Burns. What Burns did took moral courage. Jake Tapper would never risk his golden idols to tell the truth, especially with a big election less than a month away. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.